Yeah, I can hear you.
Alrighty, thank you so much for your patience here, but thank you for joining us, and congratulations on the second place finish. Can you walk us through today, you know, what was different about yesterday's race, and just walk us through your run?
One second.
Sorry about that.
We had a good day. It just took us a little bit longer to get to the front than what it did yesterday. Obviously, starting up there helped, but yeah, we geared up our car a little bit more towards the end of this race versus the beginning, and it kind of showed up that way. So we did a good job of adjusting, and once we got to the front, we were able to show the speed we had. That we had the speed pretty much all race, but we were just kind of mired back and between third and sixth. So overall good day, and happy we were able to give it a charge there. It just came up a little short.
All right, well, we're going to open up the floor to questions for the media for Denny. As a reminder, if you have a question, please click the participants tab and raise your hand, or send me a chat and I'll get to you. Let's kick it off here with Stephen Conley. Go ahead, Stephen.
Denny, we heard the report that you kept telling Chris that you needed more speed. You needed more speed, and we just heard you mention that towards the end of the race, you had that speed. What were you feeling in the car? What exactly do you feel like you were missing?
Well, we would just get really kind of gobbled up on restarts. I mean, we would get freight train. The four car just had so much straightaway speed that even if he had a bad corner, he would just gained five lengths down the straightaway, and it was so nearly impossible to try to block it. So I even when I got to the lead, I just couldn't keep it because we weren't fast enough down the straightaway. So once the cars get strung out, handling matters, and you can keep the lead if you've got it. If you got a car that it handles halfway decent and got decent speed, you can handle it. But with the cars bunched up, everyone gets these big runs, and you just get freight trained, and every time I got the lead, that was the case.
And we saw a lot. If there was momentum lost, if you got stuck in the middle, you'd go back three, four, five spots, and that was all throughout the field. How long does it take you to recover from that, and do you almost have to reset your mind when you lose that momentum?
Yeah, I mean, it takes really a full lap to kind of get your momentum back to where it needs to be. There's not much you can do about it, but these cars, you carry so much on throttle time that it's like a slot car. It just takes a long time to get that top speed built back up. So that's why everyone wants to have the top mostly on restarts, is it's a momentum thing. You don't want to get bogged down three wide in the middle or on the bottom. But I thought we did a good job on our restarts, keeping ourselves towards the front, and obviously was able to get around the 19 there, which was important.
Thanks, Danny.
Mm-hmm. All right, we'll take our next one from Bob Pockris. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Denny, I was curious on your thoughts on the choose rule this week. Did you feel like you were able to benefit from it, and did you find it easy or difficult to navigate?
No, I thought it was good. I thought that we had a game plan going into it where when we wanted to choose the bottom or the top. We executed it well. It looked like everything went smoothly who knows what happens, from 20th on back. But it seemed like it worked well, and this is a good track for it. You've essentially got 2 miles to figure it out where you need to be after you choose. And so certainly I think it's a good track to kind of start to implement it.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right. Our next question will come from Dustin Long. Go ahead, Dustin.
Thank you. Denny, when you look at this stretch of races with the road course next week at Dover, how do these races prepare you for the playoffs? What does a team get out of this? Because I'm guessing these tracks don't, there's probably not a whole lot that carries over as much or what does, how does somebody prepare for the playoffs in your position with this upcoming stretch?
Yeah, it won't play a huge factor simply because those tracks are kind of one-offs that are quite a bit different, and you really don't have much that relates to what you'll have except for maybe the Daytona Roval or whatever it might be, to Charlotte's Roval. You know, you just, you try to win each and every week, try to gain all the points that you can, and keep putting yourself in good momentum going into the playoffs. That's pretty much all you can do. And momentum in this sport is week to week. You know, I think that you can win this week and you can finish dead last next week, and then all your momentum's gone. So you just, it makes you feel good when you can go to multiple tracks, different types of, you know, skill sets, and compete for wins no matter what kind of track or car that you're using. And it seems like, you know, there's a couple of us that are doing that right now.
And you mentioned momentum. I'm curious, in this year like this, where there's no practice, everything is just so different, and the cars and every situation can be different from week to week, does momentum mean more or less compared to previous years? How does that play into it now?
It probably means less, just simply because, yeah, everything is so different. You know, like I say, momentum is week to week, and it's probably a little bit oversold, peaking at the right time. Like, all that stuff is probably a little bit oversold for a story that more so than it really is. I just think that, you know, if you're fast, you're going to find a way. And if you're smart, you'll find a way to make it to the front. And if you've got both, you're going to be a force to be reckoned with. So I think that, you know, all in all, we have all the pieces of the puzzle put together. It's just, if you want a championship, you just got to run good really in one race. And that's all that really matters.
Thank you.
All right, our next question will come from Matt Sisler. Go ahead, Matt.
Hi, Danny. Can you hear me?
Yep.
First off, great race. You know, you've had a great season so far. What is it about the show up and race weekends that really suits your driving style?
I'm not really sure. I think it's just kind of how I prepare for each event. I feel like I do a good job of putting in the work that I need to make sure I'm ready for the next race coming up. My crew chief does a great job of, you know, picking my brain on how we think we can be better at any given event when we go back. So I just think that it's our process in which we're really seeming to strive right now. So it doesn't really fit my style, my driving style, other than the cars are driving well because of what, you know, Chris and myself are doing between events.
Okay, and one more. Despite finishing second, how fun is it, you know, week in and week out, to be in position to slug it out with one of your rivals like Kevin Harvick?
Yeah, I mean, it's fun. I definitely don't like not winning, but we're competitive, and we've given ourselves a shot here these last few weeks. We've been, you know, right there in contention every race. So certainly that's encouraging. Just feel like I need to tighten up a few things on my end to be a little bit better. And, you know, I think we'll be right there where we need to be.
All right. Thank you very much, Denny. Good luck going forward.
Thank you.
All right. We'll take our next question from Jeff Gluck. Go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, Denny, now that there's been two of these doubleheader weekends, you know, there was two short races this week. All the laps got in. What do you think is the future of these? Are we going to see these more going forward? Is this a good way to do a weekend? How do you see it?
I mean, I certainly think it's part of the future. I would hope so, or I would think so. But you never know. I mean, there's a lot of that goes into this, these racetracks. A lot of revenue is made for them each and every weekend. And when you compile it into one weekend, their revenue is probably going to be a little bit less. So just tough to say on who, you know, has their hand out the biggest and needs the biggest piece of the pie to figure out the, you know, where all the money goes. But I certainly think that it's from an economic standpoint for the teams, it certainly probably is a better option than what you know, coming here and then coming here like 4 or 5 weeks later.
From a driver's standpoint, you enjoy knocking out two races?
I do, simply because, you know, I like being able to, if I have a race one night, I like the process in which I have to get ready for the next race and learning from my mistakes and being able to go right back at it and do it again. I think I'm pretty good at that. So I think we've finished now 1 and 2 in the back-to-back days. So we're obviously doing something right.
All right, Denny. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to join us. Congratulations on the finish, and we will see you at the road course.
Sounds good.
Thank you.